Blog Talk Radio.
God's children, and maybe we are, I don't know, but sometimes I find that rather hard to believe, and living in a ghetto like I do, you find a little everything going on, all that fussing and fighting and whatnot, when I'm trying to get my rest, really makes it hard for me to believe. But right now, I would just like to tell you about some of the people you might find in my neighborhood. I know a man who curses his brother. I know a man who thinks of no other. Always chasing after money, thinks a poor man is funny, it's hard. Wow, it's hard to believe he's a child of God. Oh yeah. I know a woman who steals from a mother, and that same she gets drunk one day to another. She kisses the kids out in the street, puts another man under their father's sheets, and I find it hard. Wow, it's hard to believe she's a child of God. Wear a sheet on money. They talk about justice and being free, but they are watching lynching so easily. Yes, it's hard. Hey, it's hard to believe they're children of God. Oh yeah, I find it hard to believe right now.
Welcome you back to KD3 Triple T Blog Talk Radio. This is yours truly, the King of Kings, coming to you once again. I'm glad to have everyone aboard. And without you, we couldn't make it possible. I want to be talking about something tonight that's very interesting. Adam and Eve, then who are we, Jews or Christ Jesus of Nazareth? I think we have lost our way in the great nation called America. Who are we really? Are we really Jews or Gentiles? Or are we kings and queens? Let's talk. Some things I want you to really be familiar with. Kings, queens, Gentiles, is Jesus black? White, is it pure? Why is it that we as a Christian nation avoid these issues? Why is it that we are forming all kind of institutions? We call them churches. We call them mosques. We call them synagogues. We call them temples. And now everyone is on the kingdom thing, you know. And I can remember about 5-6 years ago, no one was talking about the kingdom. And I won't go into that tonight because I definitely wanted to stick to the topic tonight, Adam and Eve. then who are we? If you look at this awesome, awesome book we call the Holy Bible, it's so misunderstood because we as a people, we don't understand what it is to know our purpose in America today. As I travel throughout different countries and different states, and I find out that people really want to know, what do they want to know? They want to know who they are and their purpose. Have our men and women that call themselves men and women of God, which is not a word, but that's not the subject tonight, what are you teaching the people? We travel to different places trying to, you know, prove that what we're teaching is authentic doctrine. But Adam and Eve was not mentioned until the second chapter of Genesis, the seventh verse. Look at this right here. You have three sets of what they call Jews today: Ashkenazis, Zionists, and Sephardims. The Sephardims are the ones of color that are in the nation or in the land they call Israel. We bastardize and we say Israel. But they're not permitted to be outside after 6 p.m. We know that the time difference is definitely different from America to that land, which is called Israel. We say Israel in the Americas. But if you look at this great word Adam and Eve, there were people before them, you know, because if you study the scriptures, Genesis 1 and 26, it talks about four different creations in that verse, but I don't think people are really familiar with that, and when they hear that, it's like, wow, four different people. Yes, definitely you go back and listen to the show, because listening to the show is going to open your eyes to the truth. And the truth is, like, if Jesus was actually in the 21st century in America today, where we live, America is called, if you study it, a red Indian. Now, look at this great city called Detroit. Detroit is so much older than what we call America. America is only a little over 228 years old. Detroit is 300 and something years old. Detroit is 300 and something. Oh, I think 318. I haven't taught it in a while, but how could Detroit be 318 years old and America is only 228 years old? Oh, wow. That's interesting, isn't it? So when you talk about Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve was not the first people upon the earth. If you go into the book of Isaiah, you will find this interesting word in the 13th chapter of Isaiah, and the 34th chapter of Isaiah, talking about a satyr. Satyr. Satyr is, when you actually study it, it has another name and a meaning. It is called Lilith, L-I-L-I-T-H. Which is the first wife of Adam before Eve. Now, when we actually take a look at these things, and we are actually calling ourselves as people of color, if you want to say black people, Gentiles. But we are not Gentiles. We are royal people. We are kings and queens. And I want to get straight to the point because we have like 21 minutes left, and, you know, it goes so fast when you're actually trying to get the people to understand. Now, when you look up this word mulatto, mulatto is a mixed race of people from Spain, Portuguese, which was a mixed race. In the Hebrew terminology, the mixed race is called a mamzar, which means a bastard. A bastard. A bastard is not a person that is, I know we've been taught that if you are a child and your dad leave your mom, that you are a bastard. That is not what a bastard is. A bastard is a mixed race. Wow, King, how, wow, where do you get this from? Oh, it's studying. It's studying. And you know, we as a people of color, if you take the time out to realize that you should be so much farther than where you are in the 21st century. And one thing that I'm finding out is that our children and our teenagers are so much more in tune than what we are in the 21st century. Yes, I have talked to many people, many children, and the children are actually able to grasp, it seems like, the truth. Unless you become as a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom. The kingdom was not really spoken of. If you do it, listen to me very well. If you go back 6-7 years ago, I said about 5, but I'm going to give it another year to give a benefit of a doubt. They were not talking kingdom. They was talking church, ministry. And so when it got into the hands of certain people, they exploited this. They exploited this because they have messed up what you call the church. People are betraying to be something just to get a title and to make money. And it's so sad because when I talk to a lot of our young adults, they are just so turned off about what we call church today. Should they be? I would be if I heard some of the things that I'm actually listening to today. I mean, it's all, when you go into these places, it's all a fashion show. I believe that to be kingdom, you know, you have to be able to dress a certain way. You wear your hair a certain way. Now, I want to say something. Being in the Georgia area and from the Michigan area, when you begin to talk and teach from different geographical locations, when I was actually in the Michigan area, I taught according to the teachings that was familiar to that area, but it was not familiar to that area. People are doing things today. It's pathetic, people. It's pathetic. They're taking what Paul taught to the Gentiles. Color people, you are not Gentiles. Gentiles mean heathens. Now, you cannot be a Jew, which is not a word. It actually comes from the terminology Judah in the 49th chapter of Genesis. How could you be a Jew, which is not a word, Judah, and a Gentile? A Gentile, once again, is a heathen, the Caucasian race. Now, people say, well, King, Jesus loved everyone. Well, if you want to believe that, then believe that. But the word Jesus in Matthew 1:21, he says he came to save his people. Now, how could you just edge your own doctrine or your own opinion against the scripture? Who is his people? His people are a people of color. How do you know that? How can you document that? How can you prove that? Because Jesus had hair as wool. The Caucasians do not have hair. They have manes, just as the horse, the locust. It is not hair. Isn't it interesting? And I know some people, because they want to be successful in the eyes of the Caucasian race, and they take on their teachings and their opinion. But Adam and Eve was of Caucasian stock. Now, when you look at Genesis, the second chapter, it talks about Adam and Eve. They were formed, Adonai. Adonai, when you actually do a deeper study of Adonai and you actually do a deeper study of the different meanings of the words that we think we know, wow, it's very interesting, because Adonai represents something totally different than what we've been taught. Can you figure this out? Adonai represents what we call the moon. The moon is 3,000 times closer to the earth than the sun. The sun has a representation of another deity. We won't go into that tonight. I just wanted to draw that out to you. Have you ever read the book of Job when it talks about Orion and Pleiades? Well, this is where the Caucasians and the Caucasian race come from. America is a nation of red Indians. Now, when you look at the 14th chapter of Isaiah, verse 12, it talks about Lucifer was cast down to destroy the nations. Well, what nations was he actually cast down to destroy? Jesus said in the book of Matthew 28:19 that he told his disciples to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We as colored people, we bastardize things and we ad lib to where we call it the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is not a ghost. Why is it that we cannot talk intelligent and be intelligent enough to break the bread of life? Jesus came to save his people. Christ is the anointing, and the Nazarenes is a vow that we have taken as people of color to eat right to sustain this temple. Wow. Now, a lot of people say, wow, King, you know, what should we eat? What should we do? How should we move forward to be a victorious people? Do you know that the Caucasian race is dependent on you to step up as a nation of kings and queens because they don't know what to do? People, listen to me. Listen to me. And this is not taught, and this is not presented. But if you go check out these words, if you go check out these things for yourself, you will find out that these things are really true. Can you imagine Jesus living in the 21st century and dealing with the things that we deal with every day? What would he do? If he went into the temples and turned over the tables today, what do you think would happen to him? I'll tell you, nothing. Because he was supernatural, he was divine, and nothing could touch him. But when you read the scriptures, they paint a picture of something totally different. Wow, and I'm just amazed at how people from the north and people from the south, they believe totally different things. They carry themselves totally different. Even in the Caribbeans and Africa, when I went there, they are totally different than what we are in America. Do you know the American people are so ruined and spoiled to the point where they feel that they are the best at what they do? You maybe be the best at what you do, which is being ignorant. Ignorant to the point of the Bible and its terminologies and its wealth in knowledge. The 10th chapter of Genesis talks about the Gentile, which is Japheth. Study that word. Get you a Webster dictionary. Look up Japheth. And I don't expect you to get it all in a 30-minute show, but you can actually go back and listen and look up the word Japheth, which means an Indo-European. Indo-European. Now, when you look up that word European in the ancient manuscripts and sometimes the Sanskrits, it talks about EU, which represents a cave. And the latter part of Europe is rope, which was a geographical area which they were not permitted to leave. Now, the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, it talks about Adam had a boundary. Adam, it tells you this. It tells you this, people. Adam had a boundary which he could not come out of. Can you imagine when you read the book of Genesis where he was in the garden and there was a fence, a hedge put about him, which represents a fence. It was a protection, which represents the fire, the anointing, that the heathens didn't understand. But we as a people understood the fire that the Father sent down. Now, check this out right here. Check this out right here. When you go into the Bible and you think that Adam and Eve was the first people, don't be deceived. The second chapter, what about the first chapter? The second chapter is the second chapter. What comes after one? Two. And so when you talk about when the scripture says, the colloquialism, that God created man in his own image and his likeness, do you understand that? And you go on to read that whole verse, and it talks about four different creations in that verse. And well, people say, well, wow, well, what about Paul? Well, what about Paul? Paul went to the Gentiles. Read your scriptures. Paul said he was an apostle to the Gentiles. The Gentiles was not people of color. Now, when you look at us in America, Martin Luther King was assassinated. Malcolm X was assassinated. W.E.B. Du Bois, Marcus Garvey, Rosa Parks, all these Harriet Tubman, all these great people of color, they had to stand for our deliverance. Our deliverance is here for a purpose. It is to save our children. Our children are in dire state, in dire need of this kind of teaching. So many people say, you know, and I know, I have said it in my own ignorance. I wouldn't say I said it, but I heard people say it. Well, when their children are acting up, which are kings and queens and princes and princesses, I brought you into the world and I'll take you out. And we say that because sometimes maybe they may not be doing everything that they should do and could do, but I wonder where they learn these behaviors from. Sometimes when it's not always set in gold, then they betray what they see. Your children only act out according to what they see. And when you go into these things called ministries, and I say churches, they don't even call them ministries anymore. Now everyone is on the kingdom thing, but they don't know what the kingdom really means. We don't have to pray that anymore. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's already here now. When did it come? It's been here. But we have chosen so many things above the kingdom. And now, because of what's going on, not just on the earth, but in the universe, where Jesus said if he wanted to, he could call for a quaternion of angels and God. What would happen, the word God, what would happen, excuse me on the colloquialism, but what would happen if Jesus called on those angels? What would happen if you called on your angels? The Bible said that your angels always have the face of our Father. Now, if you are intelligent enough to embrace this kind of teaching and look it up for yourself, you will find out that you are more divine than you are more physical. Physical? Physical. What are you talking about, King? I'm talking about, you heard this thing saying that we only use 10% of our brain. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that we are not exposed to what we should be exposed to duplicate what Jesus did, what Christ did, what the Nazarenes did. The Nazarenes, do you know what you eat determines your altitude in your spirituality? You should not eat to live or live to eat. Let me say that again. You should not live to eat or eat to live. Well, then what should we do? You should eat to become spiritual. Everything that you put in your body opens up something or shuts it down. And this is where we have to be very, very wise in our dealings with a nation that kills us every day. Jesus tells us every day, all the time, that we have to be mindful of the things that we put into the temple. The temple is this. Well, if I want to be like Jesus, he was a Nazarene. So Jesus did not eat flesh. Well, he ate fish. Fish is not flesh. It is even in the Holy Quran, for the Muslims that may be listening, when they actually went to eat fish, they was cursed. Why were they cursed? Because they broke laws. And they were called troglodytes. Troglodytes. This is very important for you to understand, believers, knowers. This is very important for you to understand, why are our families being tore up so drastically? Why are our men incarcerated? Who gave the Caucasian the authority and the rights to incarcerate Judah? They are called Jews today, the bastard terminology. The 49th chapter of Genesis called them Judah, the lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. Now I know a lot of people do not teach this, but I will teach it until the Father takes me out of here, about astronomy and astrology. Timing is essential in the Bible. When Jesus said in the book of Acts, which was the beginning, what they called the church, He said he dwelled among them 40 infallible days. That's the first chapter of Acts, second chapter of Acts. Read these things. Read these things, kings. Read these things, queens. In Proverbs 25th chapter, verse 2, it said, it is up to you to search out the matter. He dwelled among them 40 infallible days. 40 represents probation. Moses had three perfect destinies of 40, 40, 80, and another 40 represents 120. Now, 120 is one quarter of a circle. A circle is called a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R, which is 360 degrees, which our numerology do not start with zero. It starts with one. Zero is a cipher. And then he said he journeyed from Jerusalem to Judea, a seven-day journey. 7 plus 40 is 47. And then according to what is being taught today, he stayed in the grave 3 days. So 3 plus 7 is 10. 10 plus 40 is 50, which is what? Pentecost. Pentecost is something so phenomenal that will just blow your mind when you actually break the scriptures open. But don't ever deem yourself as a Gentile. You are not a Gentile. You are a royal blood. You are a chosen people. When Paul taught the Gentiles, which is the heathens, which is the Caucasian, sometimes we call them white. They're not white. They are Caucasians. Adam in the Hebrew means to show blood in the face, which is when you take the A out, and there's two A's in the spelling of Adam, it would only leave DM, which means in the Hebrew, damn, which means blood, to show blood in the face, people of color. You have hair as wool, eyes red as fire, your complexion is like fine brass burnt in the fire. And isn't it amazing how Lucifer used certain people to destroy who you really are? What are we really doing? I mean, you see leaders today, it has become nothing of value, but they're actually making a living off teaching ignorance to us as a people. And I was just in a discussion maybe a couple of weeks ago. Well, you're going to find a lot of people today in the 21st century, especially this year, they're going to be tore down. And I'm not one of them doom and gloom people that go around saying this, but I'm just telling you what I know about what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me. Because it's not going to be permitted any longer to dumb people down and cause them to suffer. Now, where people have been persecuted, talked about, cast down for telling the truth, moving from state to state, nation to nation, house to house, building to building, and it has not accomplished very little. Let's say it like that. I was going to say anything, but I want to say very little, because I believe that there are some people out there that's really, really doing their best to break the bread of life. But Adam and Eve was not the first people. Check it out. Look up the word Lilith, L-I-L-I-T-H. Go into, if you don't have Oxford Bible, Oxford or Jerusalem, that actually spells her name out in the 13th chapter Isaiah, the 34th chapter Isaiah, Lilith. In some of our Bibles, it does not say Lilith. It says Setar, S-T-S-A-T-Y-R, Setar. And people say, wow, well, it says folklore, but study the word folklore. People, wake up. This is your opportunity to really represent what the kingdom really is. The way that you dress, what you eat, your sexuality, and even how you carry yourself. Don't you know that sex is very important? Do you know what it really means? You need to get one of my books called Sex in the Body of Christ. And then I have another book, Don't Be Outfoxed by the Devil, Learn Your ABCs. Then I have a four-volume set that Christ Looks Like Me. And then Paul, what did he teach? He taught theosophy. Check it out. You can go on some of my sites, www.globalblackownbusinessforentrepreneurs, www.1 the number one, KingKingdom.com. And check it out. My new record label is Nose Manger Production, and you will love it. And unfortunately, you know, see how fast time go? We are out of time. But check this out. Until the next time, you know, I love you, and stay focused. Go back, study, and make yourself intelligent. We out of here.
All is fair in love. Love the crazy game. Two people about to stay in love is one, they say. But all has changed with time, the future none can see, the road you leave behind, ahead lies mystery, and love is fair.